From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Fallout continues from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's Friday phone call with Taiwan's leader Tsai Ing-wen. China's foreign minister Wang Yi called it a petty trick by Taiwan and re-emphasized that the One China policy is the basis of Washington's relationship with Beijing. He said the One China policy is the cornerstone and fundamental basis of the development of healthy Sino-U.S. relations. Of course, we don't hope it will be interfered with or damaged in any form. China has said that it lodged a solemn representation with Washington. Trump's call ended decades of silence between the United States and Taiwanese leadership. Washington ended diplomatic relations with Taipei in 1979, but still sells the island billions of dollars in defense and other supplies. China regards Taiwan as a renegade province. Hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered in Seoul on Saturday to call for the ouster of President Park Geun-hye, marking the sixth straight weekend of demonstrations in the city. The protest started shortly after South Korea's National Assembly announced Friday that a vote to impeach Park had been postponed until December 9th. The president has been embroiled in a multi-million-dollar influence-peddling scandal that has decimated her image as a strong and incorruptible leader. The scandal surrounding the president has led to huge protests that swallowed up a large portion of downtown Seoul each of the past six Saturdays. Police estimated the number of protesters to be around 320,000. Protest organizers put the number at 1.7 million. This is VOA News.